Okay, so, all right, so if you can, over the next couple of weeks, if you could be in the same group, that would be helpful. It's kind of like over the next 3 weeks, just kind of build our relationships with one another. We'll take time for discussion on each of the 3 weeks ahead of us. And so you also should have two pieces of paper that you'll be using. It should be a little booklet that you'll have just for tonight, and then we'll give you an additional booklet each week that you come. This is says Spiritual Gifts Seminar Part 1, and there also should be a paper in the center of your table called Empowered for Ministry. We'll be using that a little bit in a few minutes. Okay, so if you don't have a Bible with you, I invite you to bring a Bible with you next week. Bible apps and digital biblical libraries are welcome too. So, okay. All right. So let me just kind of explain a little bit of just very briefly overview what we'll be doing. So tonight we're going to look at what is ministry, how we're understanding ministry here at St. Patrick's Church, and we'll be just introducing you to spiritual gifts. Tonight's really fundamentally an introduction to that, and also talking about, in the second part of the teaching, talking about our relationship to the Lord, how the Lord wants to release more in us the presence and power of His Holy Spirit to help us build our relationship with Him. You know, with the old saying, you can't give away what you don't have. So as we grow in our relationship to the Lord, then we can give that away. Because ultimately, when we minister, we're ministering out of a relationship to the Lord, to other people. Next week, we're going to look more in depth at spiritual gifts. In fact, we're going to take an inventory. Inventory is kind of one of the, it's kind of a fun little thing where you kind of look at different situations you're involved in. We'll lead you through it and see what gifts may be appearing in your life as well. Also, next week, we'll be looking at one particular gift. We call it the word gifts, gifts of prophecy. Doesn't mean predicting the future. It just means helping to exhort and encourage people as they grow in the Christian life, how we can do that better. And then the third week, we'll be looking at particularly what I'll introduce to you tonight. It's called How the Lord Has Shaped Us for Ministry. And we'll also be looking at that when we're involved in ministry, it's not it can be challenging at times, and we'll look at how the Lord equips us in those challenges as well. So with that in mind, let's turn to your booklets, and we're going to begin with the purpose of this class here and why we're doing this at St. Patrick's. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 says, And his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the equipment of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. So it's the job of the pastor, myself, and his staff to prepare people in the parish, it's all of you, for the work of ministry. This class enters into that process. So really, it's not the job of the pastor to do all the ministry. It's not the job of the staff to do all the ministry. That his job, along with his staff, is to equip everyone else to do the work of ministry. And equip means to prepare and to train and to pastor and shepherd and supervise all that. That's what equip means. And equipping is something new in the Catholic Church. We've often have thought, gee, the pastors, the staff, they're supposed to do all that because the pastor's ordained and the staffs get paid. So they should take care of all the ministry. But that negates the baptism gift, which is given to each of us in the waters of baptism. That is, the Holy Spirit lives in us. And because the Holy Spirit lives in us, then we're called to ministry. We often say when you're baptized, you put on an apron, okay? So it's just the way, it's part of the territory. And so we want to take that seriously here at St. Patrick's by equipping you, training you, forming you, overseeing, shepherding, building up, encouraging you in the work of ministry. So, all right, so our ministry, your ministry, my ministry is determined by my responsiveness to others and to the Lord. When we talk about ministry, we're talking about how responding to the Lord first and foremost. We minister out of our relationship with the Lord. Pat's actually going to talk a little bit more about that in the second half of this evening's teaching. So God made me for relationship with Him. He made you for relationship with Him. And this is the secret of knowing God's will for my life. God is consistent in His plan for each of our lives. He gives us spiritual gifts, abilities, temperament, a sort of experiences to be used in my life. In other words, your life, like everyone else's life, is made up of spiritual gifts, abilities, a personality, temperament, experiences in your life, good and bad, helpful and challenging, painful and joyful, spiritual, natural experiences. We'll take a look at all that over the next couple of weeks. The Lord has given us all those things to shape and form us for the work of ministry. So by prayerfully reviewing then what he has given you, he gives us the opportunity to determine how God has made you. In other words, fulfillment comes from service, not status. You are shaped for fruitfulness and fulfillment. It's one of the constant themes you'll be hearing over and over again in the next 3 weeks, is that the Lord has shaped you for fruitfulness, for fulfillment. That comes through serving others. But you don't serve empty-handed. You serve by what he's placed in your hands. And we're going to look at, over the next 3 weeks, what he's placed in your hands. Spiritual gifts, abilities, experiences, your personality, temperament, the passions of your heart. It's the things that get you up and going. We'll look at all that as what moves your heart to be able to serve the Lord and serve other people. So the goals of this class, first of all, to discover the gifts God is anointing you with in a variety of situations. We're going to introduce that tonight and look more in depth at that next week. He's given us spiritual gifts. There's no one here in which the Lord has not given spiritual gifts to. So because if you have the Holy Spirit living in you, then he's the gift giver. Okay, so he's the source of the gifts. Number two is commit to developing God-given gifts and abilities in serving God and others. There is really no ministry in our place unless we come to the place of wanting to be committed to doing it. We have to choose to want to do, to serve others with what the Lord has placed in our life. And I think the level of commitment can vary from person to person, but the decision to commit and say, okay, Lord, I see what you placed in my life. I want to use that to serve you and serve your people. That's something that we're going to invite you to over the next couple of weeks. We're going to encourage that. We recognize everybody's at different levels. It's not dependent on your time schedule. It's not dependent on, you know, your family commitments. What it's dependent on is a desire to be committed to using what the Lord has given you to serve other people. We recognize everybody's a different on the spectrum is different places regarding family commitments and time and so on. So that's not what we're after. What we're after is the commitment of the heart. You know. Number three, learn how to grow in relationship to the Lord through various gifts of the Spirit. The Lord gives us his gifts in order for us to grow in relationship with him. It's never like gifts and then he's like off to the sidelines. It's always the Lord always is inviting us into deeper relationship with him. And the second half of the teaching tonight will express that more, how that can happen for us. And lastly, begin taking steps to serving others. We'll see tonight, and our approach to service here is that every Christian is called to share our faith with others, is to visit and pray with the sick. Every Christian is called to take care of the poor, to counsel the grieving, comfort those who are in stressful situations, broken hearts, in other words, the works of mercy, and so on. All of us are called to do that. But as we do that, the Lord gives us his gifts to be empowered to serve others. It's kind of like the plumber coming to your house to fix the plumbing that's gone bad in your house. He may be an excellent plumber, he may be the best around, but he better bring his tools, okay? So what we're talking about tonight is you may have the best desire to serve others, and the opportunities to serve others are plentiful, but the spiritual gifts are the tools he gives us to do the job well. If the plumber showed up at your house and didn't bring his tools, you might think, yeah, I might have to call another plumber, right? Okay, so the Holy Spirit gives us tools to serve in ministry. Okay, letter C. What is ministry? The Greek word for ministry is diakonos, which means deacon in the church, which means servant. We have in the Catholic Church, other churches have them as well, deacons. Their primary calling is to be a model of service for the body of Christ. Diakonos means to serve. So ministry is using whatever God has given me, given you, to serve him and the needs of others. It starts with this attitude. In other words, whatever he's given me, I want to use to serve others. What he has given me, he expects me to use in serving him and others. So I think it's important to recognize that whatever he's placed in my life, we're going to look at that more tonight than in the next couple of weeks, then I want to use that to serve other people. Now, here's how we look at ministry. Ministry is stopping for the one. Okay, stopping for the one. Ministry is about taking time to stop for the one person in your life. Who is that one person? Whoever the Lord brings into your life. It could be somebody in your families. It could be a neighbor. It could be somebody that's a stranger to you. It could be It could be anybody. The point is being attentive to stop for the one. So here's how we have a description of that. How we know ministry can take place. We have four words for you. Stop for the one. Listen to their heart. Love them. And pray with them. You know, the world can do a great job and does oftentimes a great job of psychiatry and medical profession and sociology and, you know, counseling and so on. We're not any of that unless that's your particular vocation or trade, you know. But basically, as a Christian, we're not any of that. But one thing we do have to give, right, is the power of prayer. That's what we can bring to people. It's unique to all those other people I listed. Taking time to actually pray with a person and allow the Lord to use you to bring his gifts to bear upon that person's need is unique to us. And hopefully, I know in the best situation, complements the other areas I mentioned. But this is what we bring into people's lives. We stop, we listen to their heart, we love them, and then we take time to pray with them, you know. And that's what we bring into people's lives. Okay, so let's take a look at your paper now that you shared this. And this is the insert, which is on your table. Okay. And let's turn, if you have your Bibles with you or some form of a Bible, turn to Romans chapter 12. Okay, Romans chapter 12 is one of the chapters on the spiritual gifts, but Paul kind of lays out what ministry is in it. So Romans chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I bid every one of you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has assigned him. For as in one body, we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function. Okay, so in other words, there are many people in the body of Christ, the church, but not all have the same function. Not all have the same ministry. Not all have the same service. So that we know, though many are one body in Christ, individually members of one another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. In other words, gifts differ means the Lord gives his grace to us, his gifts to us at different times in different places. So you can be in one situation and he gives certain gifts to help that situation out. Somebody else could be in another situation and the Lord gives a different set of gifts to help that situation out. Because the Lord knows the situation. He knows what the needs are. So he gives the gifts for that situation. Our job is to become open and expect him to give the gifts in those situations. So let us then, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, he who teaches in his teaching, he who exhorts in his exhortation, he who contributes in liberality, he who gives aid with zeal, he who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. We'll look at a lot of these gifts next week in more in detail. Verse 9, let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection, outdoing one another in showing honor. So that's part of our three words here. Stop, listen, love. You take time to honor one another. Take time to listen with the heart. Never flag in zeal, but be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. In other words, have an expectancy of the Lord's working in the situation. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Utilize the power of prayer in ministry situations. Okay, so let's take a look at your paper here. Let's fill it in here. So here's what we want to say. Based on Romans 12, every believer, every Christian, is a minister. So I said, if you're a Christian, you have put an apron on. Okay, just comes with the territory. So every believer is a minister. Every ministry is important. Doesn't matter what the ministry is, whether it's behind the scenes, high profile, low profile, somewhere in between. No profile. It doesn't matter what it is. It's every ministry is important. It belongs to the body of Christ. Number three, we are dependent on each other. So, in other words, we need to be able to equip. So I need to do my job and equip you all and for the work of ministry. If I don't do my job, then the body of Christ will not be operating well. If you don't respond, then the body of Christ still won't be operating well. Okay. So, in other words, we're dependent on each other. The person in which the Lord gives certain gifts or a certain situation, that person has to be open and yield to those gifts for that situation. If they don't, then the body of Christ suffers at that point. Number four, ministry is an expression of shape, S-H-A-P-E, and we'll look at that. It's an acronym. We'll look at it in just a minute. In other words, God has formed you and planned your life. He has intended to work in your life because he loves you. He died for you on the cross. Jesus died for you on the cross. So he has a plan for your life, and that plan is found in how we are shaped. So what is shape? If you look at the acronym here, S stands for spiritual gifts. The Lord gives spiritual gifts for our life to be able to use to serve other people. So part of what we'll be doing tonight is introducing you to those gifts, and next week to look more in depth at those gifts. Because those gifts are part of what he has purposed in your life. Expression of how he has, how he's working in your life. Letter H is heart motivations. So the H stands for heart and its motivations. These are the things that really get you going in life in a positive way. Like, what really moves your life? What would you get up in the morning for the rest of your life every day? What moves your life? Some people, for example, what moves their heart is to work in the area of pro-life. That's what moves. That's what gets them moving. That's like the passion of their heart. Others love to work with children and form children's hearts for the Lord. That's what moves their hearts. Others love to take care of the poor, you know. Others still have maybe are moved to be able to go different cultures in our country and work with different cross, we call them cross-cultural missionaries. So they're willing to go to different cultures in our country and work with them. That's what moves their heart. So in other words, we want to, over the next 2 weeks, particularly the third week, look more closely at what moves your heart. What's the deepest motivation of your heart? Because that's how God has shaped you. That's his echo to the world. It's his voice to the world, how he wants to reach the world through the motivations of your heart. Letter A is abilities. We have all kinds of abilities. God loves to give diversity of abilities. Our abilities are natural abilities. They can come from our educational experiences. They can come from our vocational experiences. We have abilities just by, some people love to bowl, and they have abilities in doing that. Not so much it's the bowling that's important, but they learn certain things to do to help keep themselves in shape or being able to lead a team because they head up a team in bowling. So that's certain abilities there. And letter P is your personality type. Everybody has a personality. It's not bad or good. It's personality is personality. It's how the Lord has shaped you, you know. So our personality can be like extrovert, introvert. Sometimes we work better on, some people work better on teams. Some people work better alone, you know. So we want to look at that. And letter E is experiences. We'll be looking at different kinds of experiences. Like there are natural experiences we had. Obviously, if you're a mother here and you've have born children, that's an experience. You know, that's an important experience. You know, some of us here have had vocational experiences, like in a particular area. You might have been a CEO of a company, for example. That's an important experience. Also, there's spiritual experiences in our personal journeys and our walk with the Lord. There have been maybe earmarks of experiences in our life that are spiritual ones. We want to take a look at that. And then there's also painful experiences in our life. Experiences such as maybe setbacks, disappointments, losses in our life, that have been challenging for us. Those are important experiences too. We don't say that God gave you those experiences. We say that he works through them, or we like to say in Romans 8:28, he fits everything into a pattern for the good. But your shape, okay, spiritual gifts, the heart motivations, your abilities, your personality, temperament, and your experiences are all what God uses to serve other people and serve him for his glory. And so we want to help you over the next couple weeks dig down into that and see exactly how he has shaped you for the benefit of his people and for his glory. And also, as we do so, for our fulfillment as well, because we're actually living in the way that he has shaped and formed us. Okay, so let's look at, but go back to your booklets if you would, and take a look at number 2. And we just want to run by this really quickly. So what's the purpose of ministry? 1 Corinthians 12, verses 6 and 7 said, God works in different ways, but it's the same God who does the work in all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. Okay, so God works in different ways, but he gives gifts to help so we can help one another. So number 1, God wants every one of us to be a spiritual bodybuilder. Okay? So he wants each one of us to build up the body of Christ, the church. That's our calling. Number 2 is, you and I are created for ministry. Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he has planned for us long ago. God has planned and purposed your life so that you can walk in the good things, the good works that he's purposed you to do. We're going to look at what those good works look like in your life by looking at your shape, beginning tonight with spiritual gifts. So you're created for good works. That's what God has prepared you for. Why are you on earth? You're made for ministry. You're made for service. Number 3, you're called to minister. Galatians 1:5, Paul says, even before I was born, God chose me and called me by his marvelous grace that it pleased him to reveal his son to me so I would proclaim the good news about Jesus to the Gentiles. Before you were born, God has purposed your shape and planned your life accordingly in terms of the good works he's prepared for you to walk in. It's a tragedy when people don't discover that in their life, but you can only discover it in relationship to God, because he's the one that has called you while you were in your mother's womb. He was preparing all that for you. So, I am not who I think I am. I am who God really says I am. So God created you in love, redeemed you in mercy, baptized you in grace, fills you with his Holy Spirit for purpose and for destiny. Okay, let's turn over to next page, page 3. And number 4, you are gifted for ministry. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 says, God has given each of us a gift from this great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. In the second half of our teaching tonight, Pat will be bringing to you, will be introducing you to the spiritual gifts. But he's given each of us gifts. And we'll be talking about gifts for the situations that we find ourselves in where we're ministering to other people. Again, we do the Christian role, the role of sharing our faith with others, taking care of the poor, visiting the sick and praying with them, comforting the grieving, consoling people that are going through struggles. As we do so, he gives gifts. Tools, the plumber showing up with his tools to be able to minister more powerfully to the people that he brings into our life. Okay, so in your small groups tonight, let's take a look. There's a couple questions to look at. Again, you can just talk about whatever spoke to your heart, but here's some things to get you started. Do you believe God made you unique? And if so, why? How do you know that? Number 2 is, why is everyone called to serve? And number 3 is, why is everyone given spiritual gifts? Again, we'll take about 15 minutes, if you would, to have your discussion.